This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While the White House tries to find its way through the minefield that the Affordable Care Act has become, over in London, the British National Health Service is having problems of its own, of a different kind as well. It's too popular with people who aren't supposed to be able to use it. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Big Ben and the Gothic splendor of the Houses of Parliament attract tourists from all over the world. Even now, in November, there are scores of them clicking away with their cameras in Parliament Square. Meanwhile, inside the House of Commons, lawmakers are focusing on a less welcome group of foreign visitors.
Order, order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Immigration bill.
This committee, working on a draft immigration law, has been hearing evidence about people who come to Britain solely to rip off its public health service, the NHS.
I know of an American who had two bone marrow transplants in hospital for 2 months and went away again.
Surgeon Myrian Thomas, he says he believes that 5% of his patients are foreigners who are not entitled to the free healthcare they receive. Jacqueline Bishop, a hospital official, says she frequently comes across health tourists.
You've got those that come through via the loopholes and will come over here to study and bring their family for their fertility treatment and maternity care, liver transplants and that type of thing.
That type of health care for unentitled foreign visitors may, according to a government study, cost the British taxpayer up to $500 million a year.
I do believe that's a considerable underestimate. It is quite clear that that number is too small.
Robert Oxley of the Taxpayers Alliance feels that due to slack controls and a free and easy ethos, the NHS has become a bit of a free-for-all.
It does come down to this fact that many people have always seen the NHS as free, despite that it has never been free. It has been free at the point of use. It has always been paid for by general taxation.
To curb what it sees as an abuse of the NHS, the government has just unveiled a plan in the British media.
Up to £500 million could be recovered for the NHS every year from overseas visitors and migrants who use the health service.
Among the proposals, much tighter checks on patient eligibility and an annual levy of up to $300 for foreign students or temporary migrants who want to access public health care. But the plan is meeting resistance from within the NHS. Dr. Lawrence Buckman, a family physician in North London.
This would mostly fall on our receptionists to establish whether someone was or was not entitled. Our receptionists are not border police, do not have the time or the inclination to become border police, nor do we wish to be tax collectors for the government.
Some doctors dispute that health tourism is a major problem. This East London clinic, run by an international charity, Doctors of the World, helps foreign patients. There are many coming here who've been refused treatment by the NHS. The clinic's Dr. Paquita de Zulueta describes the crackdown as unnecessary and unethical.
It completely contravenes all professional ethics to start discriminating and not treating the patient who is in clinical need.
The British government is pressing ahead, however. It says the NHS is the national, not the international health service. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.